we're now at the stage where, at the meeting where we allow 15 minutes for public participation, under which I exercise the powers under clause 230/1, or brackets 1 of the Glenora local law. So the guidelines for the process are on the back of the MOVE forms available in the entrance of the council chamber, and we have four. So first was Scott Redaway. So Mr. Redaway, if you'd like to come up to the microphone just at the front here. And push the button. Yep, thanks, Councillor Scott.
This is my first council meeting. Thank you very much for hearing me. As you're probably all aware, that there's a very large development proposed for 371 and 377 Hawthorne Road. As part of that process, we found out that there's no height restrictions in the Caulfield South neighbourhood area. I'd like to know why not. And what is the council doing about it?
Thank you. So when you say there's no height restrictions in the Caulfield South neighbourhood area, that refers to the commercial zone?
No. The entire Caulfield South neighbourhood zone, there's no height restrictions.
No, I'm telling you. It's only the commercial zone where there's no height restrictions. Everything else outside the commercial zone is limited to...
Okay, so in the commercial zone, how come there's no height restrictions?
Yes, okay. So Mr. Wood will take that question. Thanks.
Thank you, Mayor. This council has agreed a program of strategic works as part of the 2008 planning scheme review. And this is a vast work program that's looking broadly across the municipality at the implementation of different plans and how we might focus key aspects of our planning in the municipality. This program of works includes structure plans for Bentley and Carnegie and Elstonwick, as well as East Village, and along with the implementation of quality design guidelines, which have been through community consultation. These strategic planning documents will help manage the height limits throughout the municipality. Council will progressively undertake further strategic planning work in our neighbourhood centres, such as in South Caulfield, as resources allow. Given the scale of the work program already underway, Council has committed to undertaking one or two urban design frameworks for neighbourhood centres from around July 2021, which will address some of these matters. But at this stage, there are aspects that we do need to consider in terms of height, which is embedded within the planning scheme, and this includes aspects of neighbourhood character, transition to more sensitive areas, such as the residential interfaces behind. So these are all matters that will be taken into consideration when we consider that application for...